Hello and welcome to the Green Room Golf Course podcast from the British and International Golf Greenkeepers Association. Thanks for listening to this podcast, which sheds a light upon the golf industry and what it takes to maintain a modern course. I hope you enjoy the show. Hello everyone and welcome to this week's edition of the podcast. With the horrendous storms we've had over the past few weeks, I thought we'd take a look at how it's impacted golf courses in the UK. And so I had a conversation with Stuart Ross at Brecon Golf Club in South Wales. Water is the most essential ingredient of golf course preparation. Without it, the turf won't grow. However, too much of it can lead to catastrophic consequences. In a year that's seen record wildfires ravaging Australia, in the UK, the winter has been one characterised by seemingly non-stop rain. In fact, in his regular blog, Headland Amenities' Mark Hunt identified how the last 5.5 months have recorded an average of 81% wet days. That means 8 out of every 10 days have seen rain since the beginning of September. Storm Ciara was dubbed the biggest storm this century by the Met Office and was quickly followed by Storm Dennis, bringing further high winds and torrential rain this February. Ciara hit the northwest of England and North Wales hardest, bringing almost 180 millimetres of rain to Honister Pass in Cumbria, while just a week later, Dennis dumped an additional 158 millimetres of rainfall on South Wales. Unsurprisingly, inland courses all over the United Kingdom, particularly those constructed beside rivers, were badly hit by flooding. This meant entire holes were submerged and clubs have been left counting the cost of the recovery operation. At Mon Valley, above the River Tor in Wales, the golf club revealed it would close indefinitely while the cleanup operation got underway. And at nearby Brecon Golf Club, Stuart Ross is the only full-time member of the greenkeeping team at the 118-year-old 9-hole venue. The James Braid design course sits beside the River Usk in an area that was heavily hit by Storm Dennis, with further flood warnings on the way. Stuart took some time out from the cleanup operation to shelter under some trees and talked to me about how he's coping with this year's storms and the hard work he's having to do to get the course playable. I hope you enjoy our short chat, and if you'd like to join the conversation, head to the Bigger Facebook page or find us on Twitter. Stay dry, stay safe, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello.
Hey Stuart, it's Carl. How you doing, mate?
Good. Is that better on the wind though?
Yeah. It wasn't that bad to start with, but we don't want to drown people with just noise, you know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Yeah.
How's the weather at your spot?
It's been off and on, heavy showers all week. It's made the clean up quite awkward, actually.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's you must start working and then it rains again and makes a mess again, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That let me get this right. Do you work on your own at Brecon?
Brecon, yeah.
Brecon, not Brecon.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm on my own most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
My chairman greens out there in the summer with cutting the semi, but that's it.
Right.
The rest of the time I'm on my own.
How many holes have you got?
None booked at the moment.
I don't mean holidays, I mean holes.
Oh, how many holes? I thought you said holidays, sorry. It must be the wind.
I bet you want a holiday.
Nine holes,
right, yeah.
Yeah.
No holidays booked, but I'm sure you're going to earn one, right?
Yeah, probably.
Actually, for yourself, working on your own at a golf course, summer's obviously the busy time. Do you, winter's when you presumably hope to get away, right?
Yeah, generally, but I've had quite a few things to be doing this winter. So.
I can imagine. I bet you have. Yeah. You're talking about the trying to clear up after the flooding. What damage has happened to your spot?
Four greens damaged. Yeah. Basically, the one green had about an inch of very fine silt, sort of silty clay on it.
Wow.
Another green that I'm straightening off is similar at the moment, and a load of twigs and what have you on there as well. And two of the other greens have more sandy sort of materials.
Yeah.
But I've managed to reinstate them too so far.
Yeah.
I'm working on the others.
Wow. So, so those far greens were completely submerged by water, were they?
Yeah, they were, yeah. Yeah, the water's all gone now.
The water?
River levels dropped, luckily, so...
That's good to hear. How flooded were they? I mean, we're at Aldwalt Manor here, and basically, the far nine were completely underwater. Completely underwater, you couldn't see a thing.
Yeah, the whole bottom end of our course was underwater. We got 1, 2, 3. We got 4 holes at the top end.
Yeah.
And then 5 down the bottom. 1 didn't get hit, and the other 4 did.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, what goes through your head when you... Because you've had floods before at Brecon, right? Brecon. Which one was it? Sorry, Brecon.
Brecon, sorry.
Brecon,
yeah.
You've had floods before at Brecon, right? So what goes through your head when you hear that there are flood warnings and that heavy rain's coming?
Just hope there's not going to be too much debris. I mean, we've had floods and it's just brought water and then within a day we're back open. So...
You're used to it, are you?
Yeah, we get one... Well, it's getting more frequent.
Yeah.
I think I've been here 10 years and we've had... Four or five bad floods since I've been here.
Wow.
It's the worst in terms of debris on the greens, far worse, yeah.
And you're is this the worst in terms of debris on the greens? Wow.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you said you're open the next, you don't open the next, I mean, as soon as the water goes, you're open.
Yeah, we drain really well.
Oh, you drain really, okay. What are you on?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, what soil is it? Is it sandy soil or?
It's basically silt.
Silt.
it's
a floodplain.
it's like 100% silt, and the greens are cut out of the ground, effectively.
Yeah.
We're 100-odd years old, so, they drain really well.
Yeah.
Which causes problems in the summer in terms of dryness, but, in the winter we're pretty good. But obviously when the water comes over, it's closed. And then as soon as the river dropped, we drain away and we're fine. Apart from obviously the debris.
Apart from the debris, yeah. I mean, how long does that take? What's that entire process like of removing silt and getting rid of the debris? How long does that take?
I removed the top layer on the one green, which is our smallest green. It took me all day Monday. I've got to go back and revisit that.
Yeah.
So that was just literally just trying to let the grass breathe a little bit because it was being smothered.
Right.
Yeah, so I've been on it all week, and I've managed to reinstate 2 greens. We're not open yet, and probably won't be till sometime next week.
Yeah.
But the fortunate thing is, it's happened in February, so
yeah.
You know, we're not going to lose a huge amount of green fees or anything. So, and the members aren't keen to play in this weather anyway, so at least we're not losing out too much.
Yeah, that's
the main thing.
That's good to hear that they're not banging on your doors asking, you know, when the place is open. I suppose at your spot they must be, like you say, they must be quite used to it now and expect it.
No, they used to be open all the time because we drain so well.
Oh, I see.
You know, we can have heavy rain and within half an hour the puddles have gone and it's back open sort of thing. So...
Maybe you could tell me what actually is happening to the turf, to your greens when it's underwater. You know, you said they're being smothered by silt. Are they? You know, what's actually happening to the turf?
There's no air getting to it. So that's the main issue.
That's the main issue.
So the grass plant's not able to breathe effectively.
Yeah.
So there's no air getting to the grass, and eventually it would die if left that way.
Wow. Okay. So it's drowning essentially.
Pardon?
It's drowning.
Effectively, suffocating.
Yeah,
would be a better description, I think.
Suffocating.
But as I said, they're not covered in water. The water was gone within sort of 24 hours.
Yeah, but then there's the layer of silt there, and the silt effectively does the same thing as what the water is doing, right?
Yeah. It would stop it breathing because it's actually capped off the top of the green.
Okay. Well, it caps it off. So you have to. What's the process of removing it? Do you brush it off? Is it spades into a workman? How does that work?
I mean, I haven't got a workman, unfortunately. So it's wheelbarrows and scraping it off with snow shovels, and then working it up with fine rakes, then scraping again, and trying to get as much up as possible, really, and eventually we'll aerate and what have you, but. At the moment, it's just trying to get the worst off.
And is the silt that's on there, is that is it the sort of silt that the greens are made of, so it's not actually, so you can brush it into the soil, yeah, and it's beneficial hopefully. Almost eventually.
I would say hopefully. On that one.
Yeah. Right. What do you do with all the debris, all the twigs, and do you have a big bonfire at the end of the week? Or?
Oh, we just move them into long rough areas out of the way, really, and let them rot down.
Okay, fair enough. Bigger has teamed up with Exact to provide every Greenkeeper member with access to free help and advice that will make your workplace a more professional and positive environment. A team of qualified advisors will be on hand to assist Bigger members with any HR problems that arise, with instant advice just a phone call away. From harassment and bullying at work to help with employee handbooks or discussing your entitlement to paternity and maternity leave, a dedicated team of advisors is on hand at no additional cost to you. It's all included in your Bigger membership. The advisors can help from the very early stages through to the conclusion of the matter, and unlimited telephone and email advice is available for each case. For more information, head to the Member Services and Benefits section of the Bigger website. Links are in the show notes. What happens to... You got bunkers at your spot, right?
Yes, we have, yeah.
What happens to the bunkers? How are they impacted when they're underwater?
Yeah, they'll just get filled up with water. They'll be fine generally. We'll tend to get a bit of silt build up in them, so that'll have to be shoveled out. But
yeah,
that's low on the priority list at the moment, as you can imagine.
I can imagine, yeah. Do you lose a lot of sand, though?
Yeah, we'll lose a little bit of sand, but not too much. They're okay. Reasonably deep bunkers, so they're not... Yeah, we won't lose too much by washout.
Okay. I can imagine that some places would experience quite a lot of that.
Yeah, certainly, yeah. No, we're pretty flat, so the bunkers are dug into the ground as opposed to sort of into banks and things, so...
I'm with you.
Yeah, you wouldn't get much wind blow or washout, really.
And there's no liner or anything on them. They're quite natural, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So is there a... Can you put a monetary cost to how much it actually costs to get the course playable after a flooding?
Basically, it'd be my time, mainly.
Yeah.
We could put monetary cost to it, but I'm being paid anyway, so I'm here to work, and that's...
Well, yeah.
That's what he's doing, isn't it?
I wonder that at this time of year, I mean, you're preparing, you're looking, right now you're hoping to prepare for the start of the season, right? You're looking to gear things up, get things going for the coming year, and this was no two ways about it. This is a setback, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The greens take a while to recover, and it's set me back on all the other things I need to be doing as well.
Absolutely. Certainly. Yeah, what is the recovery period for the greens for them to be... back in, and what's the process that you would do to actually get them back into top condition?
I'd say two of them have come back pretty well already.
Really?
The two have scraped off. The third one, even though I've still got more stake off, you can see signs of recovery there. It's greened up quite a lot. The grass band has been washed off by the rain as well, so it's looking a lot healthier than it was. Just basically aerate and top dress and feed and hope for the best, really.
Yeah.
I hope we don't get too much disease as a result of whatever's come onto them from the river.
Okay, so diseases can actually be washed onto the from the river. That's interesting.
Well, we don't know what chemicals would be in the water, see?
All right, okay.
We've got a lot of farmland around, so it could be anything coming on them, really.
Yeah. But which is interesting, of course, because golf course is very stringent with what we can spray on it. You know, we're fairly natural these days.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't sprayed fun sites since I've been here for 10 years. So, yeah, we keep them... Try not to spray too much non-organic stuff on them if I can.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're using organic fertiliser.
Yeah.
It's obviously the weather's not been hugely cold this year. You know, it's like 10 degrees today, you know, and it's been like that for a little while. So when it's warm and wet, disease pressures must be high.
We've had actually no disease all winter at all. I think we've had one tiny patch of fusarium on one grain.
Yeah.
And that's it. We're lucky, really. Trying to push the fescue and keep it fairly lean.
Yeah.
And we've been lucky with disease, definitely.
I think that's because you're doing that organic way. and it toughens your grass up, doesn't it?
Yeah, certainly, yeah.
Rather than spoon.
The main thing we're suffering from at the moment is a bit of moss.
Yeah, right.
That's, warm, wet winter doesn't help at all with that.
Absolutely. So to fix that, you'll be doing a lot of aeration over the next coming...
Yeah, aeration and top dressing, yeah.
Punching through
and
it.
And get some iron on it as well, when I can get the sprayer out.
when your machinery sheds, they were okay? They didn't have any flooding?
Yeah, machinery sheds all fine. Clubhouse all fine. So, it's only the bottom end of the course, though.
That's good to hear. I've seen the news reports about some of the spots around, not too far from you.
I know Mond Valley, down in Cluddock. Yeah. They've been hit really bad by the looks of things.
Yeah.
And they're about 5 foot of water in the clubhouse, so...
Wow.
Yeah, we're thankful for what we haven't got, as opposed to what we have, really.
Absolutely. But, I mean, I think. You're the greenkeeper at this golf course. That's your... baby, it's your... You must, when you walk... You arrive at work on a morning and you see that it's underwater, that your heart must sink a little bit when you see that.
Yeah, it does, but at the end of the day, my house is fine, my family's fine, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Good man.
I'm paid to do a job the members understand, If anything, it gives us a bit of an excuse for things not being perfect come the start of the season, so... That's not a bad thing. When Augusta kicks in and the Augusta syndrome and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a bit of realism is not absolutely. Too bad. Is there anything you can do to prevent this happening again, or what can you do to prepare to make sure that you're, ready for it next time?
There's not really a lot we can do at all.
No.
We could do some building work around the greens and build up banks and things to divert water, but it came over that bad this time that I don't think it would have stopped anything.
Yeah.
At least 3 foot underwater.
And you said that, it's happened 4 times in the last 10 years whilst you've been there, and with climate change, we're hearing that these weather extremes are more going to become more common. Does that, how do you feel to that? Does that worry you? Or?
Yeah, it is concerning to a degree.
Yeah.
But there's absolutely nothing we can do about it, so we just got to put up with it and crack on, really.
Good man. That's good mentality. Thank you very much for chatting.
No
thanks
problem.
Thanks for that. Genuinely, hope course is okay and, hope it's fixed up.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Ah, good man.
Always does.
Proper greenkeeper. All right, mate. Thank
you. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, man. Thanks for chatting.
Bye.
See you later.
Always.
The Green Room Golf Course podcast is produced by myself, Carl Hansel, on behalf of the British and International Golf Greenkeepers Association. For questions, comments and concerns, you can get in touch with me by emailing carl@bigger.co.uk. That's Carl with a K. You can also join the conversation on social media using @greenroombigger. And we've also got a Facebook page where all the latest notices, news releases and information from Bigger can be found. We're also on Instagram using @bigger_HQ. Subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. The more people know about the sports turf industry, the more understanding they will have about the hard work of Bigger members and other greenkeepers. And speaking of Bigger membership, if you're inspired by what you hear to progress your career in greenkeeping, then a major first step is signing up to the association. The opportunities for career development are countless and potentially life-changing, such as volunteer opportunities at major tournaments and educational opportunities across Europe and the USA. Don't forget, if you're a golfer and you've got any questions about anything you hear on the podcast, have a conversation with the greenkeepers at your club. They've got the expertise to explain what's happening at the course and how it fits into the team's long-term vision to improve playability and enjoyment of the facility.